This call is being recorded.
So I want to welcome everyone, and I thought we'd record this guided meditation and then also record some words of reflection that I'll offer, and then we'll start discussing how things are going for people and what we might want to utilize in terms of the Buddhist teachings for working with this situation and the development of our minds. If we begin with some meditation, usually that is helpful in bringing us together and also bringing some greater peace to the heart. So sit comfortably, sit or lie down or whatever is good for you, with a straight spine. And just breathe. And we can begin by calming the body. And establishing mindfulness. So bringing our attention to each in-breath and each out-breath. And having mindfulness established means that we are aware. We're observing. So as we breathe in, we're aware that we're breathing in. And as we breathe out, we're aware we're breathing out. And then turn our attention to our body. Letting go of any tightness, tension. Strain. Relax. And still keeping our attention on the breath as kind of a background process. Being aware of the whole body and inviting it to relax. And then observe the mind. noticing the thoughts of the mind. And invite the mind to become calm. And now we'll turn our attention to bringing to mind the thoughts, the feelings of loving kindness. And as the Buddha said, fill one quarter of the mind, one quarter of our being, with loving kindness. And then the next quarter. And the third quarter. And the fourth quarter. And above us and below us. So we're really enveloped in loving kindness all around. And extending that to all as to ourselves. This is a way of praying for everyone in the world. And extending that loving kindness to envelop the whole world. Every living being. Whether near or far. Large or small, friendly, indifferent, or hostile, well or ill, everyone. the leaders of the countries and states, cities, our family, parents, children, all the relatives. To everyone that we'll never meet. Those who are alive and those who've already passed away. Those who are waiting to be reborn. All beings in whatever realm. This loving kindness isn't just something we send out. It's something we embody. And it's unconditional. It nourishes our own heart and it nourishes the world. And the realms beyond this world. We bring a sense of joy into it, peace and happiness. In this way, our entire being is filled with love, and it's boundless. And bring to the mind the sense of compassion. Different from loving kindness. The caring for the suffering the living beings are experiencing. But it is not suffering itself. Compassion, tenderness. A wish for freedom from suffering for all living beings. And we fill one quarter of our being with compassion. And then the second quarter. And the third quarter, and the fourth quarter, above us, and below us, around and everywhere, and to all living beings, and to ourselves. Compassion. The mind of compassion encompassing the entire world. This loving presence, caring and healing. A sense of compassion going out to all living beings. Filling us completely. It's peaceful and calm. And wise. We turn our attention to joy, gladness for all that is good, and encouragement of what's wholesome. What's happy. And filling one quarter of our being with this joy. Likewise, the second and the third quarter, the fourth quarter, and above us, and below, all around, everywhere, and also to ourselves. This joy. Appreciation, this gladness for what's good to all beings, uplifting, encouraging, happy. Pervading the entire world with joy. with our attention on the good, encouraging its growth. Glad. And all living beings tend toward the wholesome. And we're filled with this ourselves, encouraging what's wholesome within us. Smile. Delight in this. Appreciation. Gladness. Now we turn our mind towards equanimity, deep wisdom that this world has dukkha, and that we can remain balanced. And caring. The wisdom to see that it's all temporary and permanent. That everything in this world, in all the realms of existence, temporary and not self. This balance is solid and strong, clear. Deeply confident in the Dhamma. We fill one quarter of our being with this equanimity, and the second quarter, and the third quarter, and the fourth quarter. Above us, below us. All around us and everywhere, and to all beings, and to ourselves. This wisdom, this divine balance, stability, mind, heart. And with this mind, this fullness of equanimity, encompass the entire world. pervading it with this wisdom to all beings. May they all be happy and free. Let go of clinging. Letting go of attachment. Letting go of greed. Hatred. And all misunderstanding of nature. Dhamma. Are filled with this equanimity. And with love, and with compassion, and with joy. And this is how we pray for the world.